dad of a heart attack.
And how old was he?
He was 59 years old.
Wow.
But he had cancer in his lung. One lung was gone.
Oh wow.
So, you know, that was kind of a blessing because he never would have stood. He never would have made it at the hospital. He would have freaked right out.
Right.
Didn't want to ever do that.
Right.
You know. And Uncle Joe, he died of a heart attack too. You know.
And how old was he? Do you know?
Oh. He was 68, I guess. 68. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I take it that my mom, I guess, my mom was 87, and she's still going good,
yeah.
You know. My heart's good, you know.
Oh, that's good.
And Ricky's heart's good, too, so all my kids' heart's good, so I think we might have
lucked out
bullet.
On that side.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Dodged the bullet, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It's scary when the doctor says that, you know, by 25, you could be in the ground, and
yeah.
It kind of wakes you up a little bit, and you're like, holy crap. Now, it's not just that side, but even my mom's side.
Yeah.
Her daddy's got, you know, heart issues and
diabetes. Oh, yeah, he sure does.
And cancer runs through the family like maple syrup off of sap mill. I don't know if it's called a sap mill, but it's just scary. Like, you don't think about those things until it's too late. And luckily, sometimes you catch a break and you think about it before it happens.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then you take action and you do something. So,
that
was a big factor in why I started to do this. And so far, it's going good. Like, I just weighed myself this morning, and I was 29.4 pounds down.
Wow.
And it'll be 3 weeks on Wednesday.
Phew.
So it's been less than 3 weeks, so that's over 10 pounds a week.
And
my energy's up. Like, I feel great. And it's still kind of weird, like, because I see people eating regular food, and obviously I want it. And then I make jokes saying that I want a cheeseburger, but people think I'm serious. I think it's funny because I don't, but I do at the same time.
Yeah.
But I will once I'm down to, you know, healthy. I'm not going to just eat broccoli for the rest of my life. Broccoli is my go-to vegetable for name calling. That's the only vegetable I can recall when it comes to saying something I don't care for.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so.
Yeah.
But I've learned that I can go, even before I started, like, the straight juice, I went, you know, one solid meal a day and then a juice on each end. And that was easy. I was like, right now, I'd do anything to go back to that.
Yeah, really.
But it's more of just my mind saying it than anything. Like, I'm not hungry. I'm just scheduled. Like, my brain is programmed to think that I'm hungry right now because it's 8:19, or actually it's 9:19.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
I don't know, it's silly. It changed.
Your mind, same way, but 5 o'clock, it's time to eat.
Right? You do it, it's habit.
Yep.
You build a habit, and then your body takes very long time. Like I said, it takes 21 days to build a habit. And even though I've gone over 21 days eating healthy food, like, I would have no problem going back and eating healthy food right now. However, it'd be 21 days on straight juice. It's going to be a different story. It'd be like, in fact, actually, I don't even know what day I'm on right now. This is going to be the start. Let's see, I went 1 week. Finishing up the second week, so starting the third week on Monday.
I didn't put any weight on when I went down to Florida, but I tell you what, I could have up easily, because they didn't start eating supper till 6:30 at night.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there with a big meal,
right.
You know, a whole smorgasbord of food,
right.
And then you go watch TV.
Yeah.
You know,
like, when I was growing up, I mean, my parents worked at night in the karate school, so it wouldn't be anything for us to go out to eat at 8:30, 9 o'clock. And so that's dinner time for me. Like, I'm used to eating 8:30, 9 o'clock. I can go out to eat at 11 o'clock at night. That doesn't bother me at all. And I can go home and immediately go to sleep, too. It's really strange, but it is. It's
yeah, I can get used to it.
Habits. Crazy.
I maintain, but you know, I don't have any sweets. I don't eat it very seldom. I eat any sweets at all.
Yeah.
I don't buy nothing in the box.
Yeah.
I eat fairly healthy, but I really do. I really do. You know, one potato. You know, one everything that I have.
Nice.
You know, tonight I have two bone-in chicken thighs.
Yep.
Right, and potato and the vegetable. And I'll eat one of those. I have one from my lunch the following day. You know.
Yeah.
Then I have a light supper.
Yep.
That's what I've been doing. I'm super. I've been eating cereal or super. You know, for supper.
You know? Yeah. I noticed. excuse me. I noticed when I did a little experiment before I started the full juice cleanse, and that was, you know, because if I was having one solid meal a day, I'd prefer it to be dinner because I can't leave work and go out to a sit-down restaurant. That's what I want. I want to go to a sit-down restaurant for dinner so I can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I know what I can get now at, you know, Applebee's or pretty much anywhere. There's a whole secret menu basically called what you want, and you can order a steak and broccoli, and people are like, okay, yeah, sure, no problem, gotcha. Is steak and broccoli on the menu? Not without mashed potatoes covered in garlic, parmesan, cheese and butter and sour cream and bacon and cheddar and chives and all those other nasty words. I've basically gone vegan since I started the juice. I did not think I was going to be going vegan, that's for sure. I was like, no, but no dairy, no animal products of any sort.
Oh, really?
No whatever else makes you vegan. And I'm just having straight vegetables and fruit. Pureed via the juicer. The Breville. Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, doing good though. It's gonna be okay. Get that down and start eating healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, if I eat and eat healthy, I mean, I will confess, I get popsicles. I have two of those a night.
Yeah.
That's two small popsicles a night, you know. And that's instead of buying a ice cream.
Right.
Bought ice cream, I have half a bowl.
Right.
And had it been three servings, it'd be half a gallon ice cream for me.
Right.
You know, so that's why I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
That's the cool thing with, like, the juice, too, because, like, a lot of people will say, how can you go without, like, chewing? Like, I haven't chewed food in almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
However, they make these little popsicle kits you can get at the store, and you make up a fruitier juice that you like that's sweet.
Yeah, right.
It's good for you, and you put it in there and you freeze it. Then guess what? You've got all natural popsicles, and you can eat them, and it's just part of your meal. Like, that's what you eat anyways. Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
We're heading down to Micah Auburn this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're getting ready to finish moving in, and we're gonna check the place out and see if we can help out at all.
Yeah.
It looks really good. It's great location, great building.
That's great.
They've done a great job. They painted all the walls. It looks awesome. So we're super excited. We're super excited for them.
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah.
So you know, if I ate the one you would like to eat, I'd be sitting here about 350, 375. No problem at all. You know?
If I ate the way that I wanted to eat, I wouldn't be able to sit here.
Could be the 600 pound man, right?
Right.
But you know, it's a...
That's the cool part about going through a reset or a body reboot is like, I don't care if it, like, that's how the old me wanted to eat. I'm not the same person anymore. I'm a different person.
Yeah.
I'm healthy. I'm just trying to get this skeleton.
Yeah,
exactly. This vehicle fixed up to match me. It's like a NASCAR driver getting into a Prius or something.
Yeah.
And trying to go drag racing on the interstate. Well, sorry. No offense on Priuses. I'm sure they're probably lightning fast. Not as fast as a Tesla, though. But, yeah, so you gotta work with... You gotta make what you got work for what you want. It's weird to think about, like, we're not this. Like, this isn't me. I'm up in here.
Yeah.
This is just my host. It's my host body.
That's for sure.
And I don't care for it, so I'm upgrading. Time to trade it in.
Yeah. Sure is.
I wish we had Christmas lights on that tree. Yeah. The whole thing. Can you imagine?
Wow, that'd be awesome.
I bet I could put 45,000 feet on that. I'm serious. That little tree that was at the town center there.
Yeah.
Just on the branches themselves. And I only went about halfway up. I put over 600 feet of lights on it.
Gee.
So, it adds up quick.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're going around in a circle.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I've been... Eases off the water, but I've been drinking iced tea, you know, natural iced tea.
Yeah.
I think I'd go back to water again.
I love water.
I think I'll flush it on.
I've been drinking about a gallon of water a day.
Yeah. I've been powdering water for me when I was down there. I've been about 8-9 bowls a day.
That's good.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Craig. I really appreciate that.
No problem. No problem. Good chatting with you.
Absolutely.
You're going to be a TV star.
Not me.
How about that?
Well, thank you, my little friend.
No problem. Good to see you.
Love you. Love you, too.
We'll catch you later.
Yeah. There's hope for us. I walked probably 65 miles down there in 4 months.
Holy smokes. That's a lot. And your nice, with your new kicks.
Yeah.
Your
shoes.
The
dog will walk twice a day, 2 miles out. About 3-4 miles a day walking.
Wow.
You know.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you know. Good. Good job.
Good thing.
Right? I will see you later. Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in to The Daily Squeeze. It would mean the world to me if you would like, share, and subscribe to my vlogcast.